Good morning.
Here we go. Irresistibly awful number 242. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie, a little action in Piranha 3D. John, did you love the spring break chaos?
I mean, slow clap. Nice job. Nice job. Wow, this is a new me. I mean, for all the right reasons.
You know it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was very fun. And I looked it up, and like, this movie actually made money, too. Like, this, you know, it's so funny when we look at some of our movies that, like, bomb, like the movie we watched last week with Nicolas Cage, and like, oh, it didn't make any money, really. And then, like, you watch this movie, and you're like, really? Really? This made twice as much? All right.
I know. And...
But for all the right reasons.
Yeah, this, boy, I kind of want to see the 3D version, you know, to get some of those 3D shots, you know.
Sure, yeah.
But the, this star power, John, that they are just throwing at us, absolutely amazing, you know, I mean.
So, I was curious, what makes you remember Jerry O'Connell the most? You know, Derek. What do you remember him from? Because for me, it was the show Sliders.
Oh.
Okay. That's the one that I remember him the most from. So I don't know. I mean, I was curious what you remember him the most from.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be different because I never watched Sliders. I've only seen a couple episodes. It's one of those things I always wanted to watch, but I didn't.
Yeah, I can't say I remember any of it. It was so long ago, and I haven't, like, rewatched it, but I watched it when it was out on TV, you know?
Uh-huh.
But that's what I remember him from.
But I would say it would be when he was a kid in Stand By Me. That's what I know.
Stand By Me.
Is when he was a kid in Stand By Me. Now... Yeah. My wife would say, oh, that's the host of Pictionary, Jerry O'Connell. Because he hosts Pictionary on TV right now. So,
and it's funny, like, now he does, like, he'll do things with Star Trek as well. So, like, he's on the Paramount Plus a lot. And I think he's a character on what is that, Lower Decks?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like, even though I love him as a character there, like, I don't think of him because you don't see his face on the show at all. It's always, you know, it's just the voice, so, you know, you don't really know, and okay, fine. But, you know, and it's funny because that's one of the things that, yeah, you know, he more recently... that he's in, that, you know, I've seen and watched more. It's on Star Trek Lower Decks, and he plays, I think, the first officer. Let's see. I'm trying to look it up right now. But, yeah, he plays the commander. I can't remember his name, but Jack or something. And he's funny in that show too. He's great. He plays a great character. But yeah, it was funny. So I see him, and then of course another name, big name, we get Christopher Lloyd, who I don't think anything can trump Back to the Future, except, you know, maybe some of our movies.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, boy, he came into the movie a little late. He showed up a little late. And
he did, yeah, second. Like, because we got so far in this movie, I forgot that he was going to be in the movie, right? Because, like, early on, like, oh, yeah, he's going to be in here, and then, like, it doesn't happen, and you forget, you know, you just kind of get caught up in the movie, so whatever, no big deal. But, yeah, he was in the Buckaroo Banzai movie.
Ah, yes.
There.
Yes, the Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, number 174.
Yeah. With a very unforgettable name, as his name in that movie was one of our favorites. It was John Big Boutte.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So he might have got a nod as one of our favorite names, Big Boutte.
Big Boutte. Yes. Yeah, and then when you can start the movie with Richard Dreyfuss fishing in a tiny boat.
Yep.
You know? I was like, yep. Wow, look at this. I mean, he's no Hot Rod Johnson when it comes to fishing, but he's not bad.
Nope.
You know?
Nope.
Hot Johnson.
I did use his name more than once when I was
writing. Could have used him out here, just hooking all those piranha, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cleaned up that lake in no time. Didn't need to use shotguns.
Shotgunning of these piranhas later had me cracking.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great. How do you kill them? Well, you can fish them.
Well, they're fish.
Not that complicated.
This movie, there was a couple parts, and I know you're going to be the same, that had me just cracking up, that had me saying, hey, you got to come watch this, to my wife who had no interest in seeing any of this movie. Oh, you got to hear this. You got to come here. You got to look at this. Yeah, but
yeah, the underwater swimming scene. That was a pretty good one.
I think this was the extended version. I was like, boy, I think
oh,
this
yeah.
like a quarter of the movie they've been out
of. It was great. Yeah. Oh,
I love it. So he's fishing. We get, it looks like an earthquake or something. And this opens up, appears to be a vortex to hell. In this lake he's on.
Right? Right, exactly. Yeah, there's like this earthquake. And I was like, tremors? I'm like, what? Because you start off, it looked like you're in the desert. And they're like, oh, there's a river in the middle of the desert. Fine, whatever. And then guy fishing in it. Cool. And he's got a bite, but he drops his beer in the water. I'm like, oh, party foul. And and at first, when it goes to the bottom, you're like, I'm not like sure what I'm seeing in the background. I'm like, is this water like really polluted? Or I'm like, I'm not sure what set they use. But then later, right, you realize the bottom of this lake is a landfill. This place is just filled with disgusting trash and grossness and spring break waste.
Yes, and then he can't get away, and then he falls in the water and gets completely devoured by the piranha that have emerged thanks to this quake.
Yep, and you know the boat never went down, so honestly, yeah. All he really needed to do was calm down, keep low in the boat, let it. Don't rock the boat, you'll be all right. But he freaked out, and he didn't have a good boat engine, you know, the kind that you like a chainsaw where you can one pull it.
Yeah, you know, he didn't have one you can rip off a boat and use it to kill a bunch of bro. You know
what I mean? Oh, we're going to get there because we're going to get a big asterisk next to that for fun new weapons.
I love it. But yeah, this is all happening. They call it Lake Victoria. I believe they said Arizona. Oh boy.
Was it in Arizona? Okay. Yeah.
So did you see when we cut to this part? Did you get this song, John, that they're playing here at the beginning here? Let me just give you the lyrics here. I'll even try to sing it a little for you, okay?
Ooh.
All right, here we go. All right. the kind of ones that get you right in the heart. You know, they really hit you right there in the heart. It goes a little like this. Bathroom, take my clothes off, make love to me up against a dirty wall. You know, John, you know.
That's.
I know Keith Swift love. Is singing that. You know, that's not a T Swift lyric.
maybe The Weeknd. I'm not sure.
Doja? No.
Doja?
No.
Oh, there'd have been something in there about a dirty wall. yeah, I said what I said.
This we get a quick glimpse of this high school, John. Did you see the name Victoria Sand Rat?
Yeah,
that's
sand
a
rat.
Cool name, huh? Yeah, what? Sand rats.
I don't think you don't want the word rat in your team name. Like, I don't think so ever.
Yeah,
who thought that was a good idea?
This town is under siege of douchey spring breakers, scantily clad women. And we got the main sheriff lady dealing with this douche guy on the sidewalk, and he's giving her like, "Oh yeah, you can handcuff me, pretty lady."
And right away we get a Hot Rod Johnson Rules of the Road Spring Break edition here. it's probably not a good idea to be hitting on a police officer who just wrote you a ticket. Just saying, not a good
idea. There you go. Another helpful tip. There you go.
Mm-hmm. and then just a moment later, if there was a need for a werewolf, we had it, and just in case any moon would do, we had three of them. Three guys out of the water pulled their pants down, mooning us. I'm like, oh, that was great. Way to start the movie.
you gotta be careful, because the last thing we need on spring break is a fucking werewolf or a
werehwahwa.
Or maybe we do. Maybe we do.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'd watch Curse of the versus Piranha. I'd watch it. All right.
That's a good movie. It's a good movie.
We love a crossover. Come on.
The title was probably better than the movie, but it was still fun.
I'm telling you, man. Him jumping on those buildings going... I mean, I'll laugh every time.
That's great.
I'm telling you. Just watch when you're mooning somebody with two other people. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Yep.
It could trigger an event. There could be a vampire sitting on the cloud. You don't even know.
Yeah. Don't know.
We got, in this movie, we got the main character played by 17-year-old kid named Jake.
Yep.
He likes this girl, but she's dating a douche. She likes him, but she's dating a douche. Kind of dating a douche.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's dating him or if she's a gold digger. I'm not really sure what's going on right there. But, like, so he's talking to her. They're treating him kind of shitty. Then she gets in the car with them, in the Jeep. And then they throw a drink at him and right in his shirt and everything. And she's just kind of like, oh, you guys. And, like, if I were Jake at that moment, I'd be like, oh, yeah, F off. I'm done.
Yeah, right.
So, you could have stood up for me, but nope.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
Yeah.
Jake has a younger sister and a younger brother who are snitches.
Yeah, they're not very good. Not very helpful. The little sister was funny, right? So she's sitting there waiting for Jake to pick her up. She's got her band instrument, and this spring break looking hot girl comes up. She goes, "Hey, nice horn." And she goes, "Yeah, thanks. Hey, nice boobs." She's like, thanks.
I don't think that line's going to work if I tried it, John. You know that? So,
what do you think paid more? Band instruments are expensive, I'll tell you that.
That's true. That's very true. So then we meet Derek, played by Slider's very own Jerry O'Connell.
That's right. That's right. He's the director. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a director.
Derek, the director. And I don't, what is it? Does he, do we know what the name of his site or thing he's doing? Like, we do see a website at one point, but it's kind of like Girls Gone Wild, but I'm not really sure.
Wild, Wild Girls is
there we go. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yep.
He wants a local to show him all the hot spots to get some good action shots of Biebs. Alright. Yep.
Jake's your man. Plus he had no real choice. He last guy quit on him last second. So
so this was funny. So then they got Jake at home and he's on the old computer, you know, he fired up the dial up and he's checking out the wildwildgirl.com or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And did you see the one girl's thing on there, John? Her profile, what it said her likes were. Did you catch this one, John?
No, no.
Okay, I had to laugh. It says her likes are metal jam sessions, kittens, and anything long and wet.
Well, what a combination.
I love it. I love it. So his mom just knocks and comes in. You can't do that, first of all. You can't do that.
Obviously, you knock, wait a moment, and then you go in, right? Because God knows, maybe your son might be in there on Girls Gone Wild, Wet and Wild, I'm not sure. And might see something you don't want to see.
That's right, but
we do find out at this moment that Mom is the sheriff we saw earlier that was getting hit on by the idiot.
But the little sister snitched on him, saying, "Yeah, he's planning on going out on this horny cruise, and he's supposed to babysit
No. Come on, man. No, I'm not doing that. Shit. No, I'm watching the kids. You're fine. Don't worry about it."
So then we see, we get the voice of Arby's, Bing Rames. He's a fellow deputy sheriff, and he's waiting for her to show up because they got the old missing Richard Dreyfuss situation they're trying to investigate here. So like you said, the boat's fine, so the sheriff's trying to grab the boat to pull it in a little closer. The dock falls into the water and she ends up next to, well, what's left of Richard Dreyfuss's carcass,
right? Yeah, which I'm surprised there was as much left as there was. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, but that's the kind of thing I think that ruins your day. Like, oh, a dead corpse, bloody corpse just popped up out of the water and I fell on it and I had to drag it out. Yep. I'm going to take the rest of the day off, guys. I'm done.
Yeah, I agree. That's enough for today.
Yeah, that's enough.
There's just a random guy who cliff dives into the water, gets eaten real quick. Then
yep.
We get Jake's turdy younger siblings are like, "Hey, why don't you pay us $60 and we'll overlook you going on your horny cruise and we'll lie to Mom." Yeah. All right.
We'll take care of ourselves. So I think if you're old enough to extort your brother for $60, you're probably old enough to watch yourself.
Yeah, right. the sheriff is told that there's a seismologist dive team coming out to look into this whole lake earthquake thing. So they show up, led by Adam Scott as the head person. I don't know, seismologist. I don't know what they are.
Yeah. You know, this has got to be the best seismologist field call. What do you call this? I mean, like, they show up to this town to get in the boat, and it's just full of partying, you know, half naked people everywhere. It's like, oh yeah, it's a rough day at the office.
I know. There's a lot of stuff going on here. We got the so on this the horny cruise Jake's on, we got star of Stand By Me, Jerry O'Connell, and then we have Blonde Girl, then we have Nice Boobs Girl from earlier. And then well, we'll see here in a second, Kelly gets invited to come along, and Jake. These are our crew.
Yep.
We get one girl motorboating another girl. Bravo. Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, I wrote motorboating bliss on the lake. Yep. There was some really nice dancing on a boat, best I've seen since Hot Rod Johnson's boat.
Oh, man. Oh, Hot Rod.
It was funny. So, like, Hot Rod's trying to get Jake to get on the boat. It's time to go. And Jake's talking to Kelly. And she's like, you with those guys? Like, And then Derek comes down and he's like, hey, it's time to go. I was like, who's this? And he starts recruiting Kelly. And I think right at that moment, Jake's like, this might be a bad idea.
I know.
You understand what these guys are doing, right? You shouldn't get on this boat.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He's like, oh, you like champagne? You know, do you like beer? Do you like cocaine? What do you like?
Yeah. How old do you think Jake and Kelly are, right? I mean,
that's the
they're not. Yeah. Because at first I thought these were high school. And then I'm like, okay, I got to assume now college kids. I'm hoping.
So Jake's younger siblings, them being dumb, they decide they're going to take the tiny rowboat out into the lake. And meanwhile, we're seeing Nice Boobs is kind of hitting on Jake a little bit. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break down this underwater scene here, John. It's some of the best filmmaking I've seen. I don't know about you.
Absolutely. So, you know, we drop anchor. We do the camera guy, I think, gives us a little wisdom too. He gives his own rules, Drew's rules. He says, show a girl a camera and she will perform.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, it's gold. Yeah. So the weird thing is this boat they rented, has this glass see-through observation port on the bottom of it.
Beautiful.
Really interesting. I don't, is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing, but that was pretty cool. So they could, you know, see underwater underneath the boat. And they used that to do some filming of the two gals that were on the boat while they were swimming under the water. And they had, you know, those swimming flippers on, which, you know, help you propel through the water. And they had, well, that was it. That's all they had on.
That is it.
And it was a nice long scene of the two of them just swimming around and in the water, having a good time. Made me want to go out to the beach. I don't know.
Makes me want to go.
That was a long scene, wasn't it? Bottom. I know, right?
It was
never thought about that. Mm-hmm. It was. It was great. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the dumb little kids, they didn't tie up the boat right, and it floated away. So now they're stranded on this tiny little island in the middle of the lake.
Yep. Brilliant.
Meanwhile, we get a second of Piranha Cam here. We love it. Love it.
Yes, but, like the Piranha Cam.
They're here, right? Look out. They're entering the area. So the divers go in to check this out. And so they got to go through this tiny little gap. And then on the other side is this giant lake under the lake, I believe is what they called it, John.
Right. Subterranean lake underneath the lake. I suppose that could be a thing. Sure. I could buy that. But, so these two divers head down to go to inspect. There's this giant crack in the earth, and then it goes down, and there's like a cave, and then they end up, this guy finally ends up in this giant cavern of another lake, right? He said, it's 20 degrees colder, blah, blah, blah. Now, the thing that was weird to me was, okay, fine, it's there, I get that. But there shouldn't be any light. It should be pitch black in there, because where else is the light coming from? Otherwise, So there's plenty of light. You can see what's going on. And there's all these fish eggs everywhere, which, again, doesn't make a lot of sense, because how is there anything living in here? Doc, we do find out a little bit about that later. But, so he gets down there, and there's just all these fish eggs. And this is a huge, huge cavern of water. And I'm like, okay, That's interesting. What are you going to do now? He's like, oh, I know. I'm going to touch one of these eggs. Like, oh, that sounds like a bad idea.
It's never a good idea. It isn't. John?
No.
Oh, no. I have to say, before we get to this guy getting torn apart, right before they go in there, this conversation on the radio had me pausing and thinking, all right, so... The sheriff says, yeah, there's a lot of garbage in the lake, right? There's a lot of garbage down there. So everybody's like, yeah, I got dibs on this and that. And somebody's like, yeah, I got dibs on the appliances. And I got dibs on the Axe body spray. The guy who's about to get eaten says, and I quote, he's got dibs on the missing college girls. No. Like,
really? That's kind of creepy.
Wait a minute. That means he wants to bang the corpses of drowned college girls?
You might infer that. You might. Yeah, that was weird. When he gets down there, too, before he goes into the cave, the gal's like, oh, I should go in here. He goes, no, I should. I'm like an electric eel. I get into such tight places. It's shocking.
Oh boy. But yeah, he gets bit a little bit, and then he lights a torch, and boy, he's surrounded by, I'm gonna say, a lot of piranha.
Yeah, he is doomed. Yeah, so he's getting attacked. He's getting eaten. He's yelling. He's screaming. And his partner goes to help, and she realizes he's doomed, and she tries to get away. Now she's getting eaten. And the guy on the boat, he's going to jump in to try and save her. So swimming back, and he pulls, half of her body back on the board.
We get the first of many, and well, let's just say more interesting as we go along, showing us the piranha eating things. This time it's an eyeball.
Yeah. We start with an eye. That was not so bad.
But yeah, when they get back to the boat, they actually have one of these piranha flopping around in the boat, so they're able to catch it.
Yep.
So we go back to the horny cruise, and then so they're all trying to get Kelly to slut it up, right? They're like, hey, why don't we just put some salt on her stomach, you lick it up and make out with her. I mean, is that too much to ask over here? I mean,
yeah, some, they're just doing body shots, you know. Yeah. And yeah, so she does a body shot off of one of the stripper actresses, whatever she is, right? And so that was pretty cool, right? And does a little making it with the other girl. And then they're like, oh, Jake, now it's your turn. You can do that to her. And he's like, oh, okay, sure. So he goes for it, you know, and he's about, you know, licking the salt and getting up to her face. And then she turns and chucks into the water. Oh, she's a little smashed, I think. Maybe too smashed.
The sheriff and Adam Scott, they go visit Doc Brown with this piranha.
Yep. Dr. John Big Booty Brown.
Okay.
Big Booty. And he's like, they showed this this piranha, and he looks at it, he goes, this piranha was extinct 2 million years ago. Like, that's an impressive thing to say.
That's a long
don't know time how time. You would prove that, but okay.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Pulls out a fossil that proves it. Like, okay, I'm not sure why you have a fossil in here, but okay, even better. There it is. They're like, well, how did they survive? You know, what did they live off of? And he goes, cannibalism. Like, okay, come on now. That'll work for a little while, but not 2 million years. Come on.
It's a long time. But, yeah, that's the deal. And then you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. Let's get to this giant boob lady parasailing. All right, so.
Giant boob lady parasailing. That's next. Yep.
Why not, John? You know, why not? She can't just be in a bikini and have giant boobs. She's got to just have them out. All right, you know, let them out. Yep. Let them breathe. Let them have fun.
Get some of that fresh air and sun. Yeah.
Get some of that vitamin D. Double D? Oh wait, that's the next movie.
So what do we get? What Jake is doing the camera work while Derek is powdering his nose and Kelly is puking and.
Hey, you know, I'd be like, I'm not complaining, but I ain't getting paid to record. All right, no.
Yeah.
All right.
And don't expect the steadiest hand while.
I got one eye through the camera and one looking at the big beebs over here, okay?
Yeah.
So
I'm confused. I'm a little lost here, so help me out. Was this parasailing topless woman part of the party boat, or was this something totally different?
I don't know. That's a good question, because did they just stumble upon this beautiful footage? Because that's a good find, if that's a...
Well, because she ends up in the water getting eaten, right? But then we don't talk about it again during, you know, it's not like it was an issue on the boat. So I'm just confused. Maybe they were filming somebody else parasailing?
I don't know. I don't know either. It's.
I might have got distracted during the scene and not really understood what was going on.
Yeah, all I seem to remember is she's got gigantic boobs, and then she ends up with half her body gone. So
I can't even. Right. I can't even understand why she was doing this. I mean, I guess I get it. I get what the movie was doing, but Nobody would ever do that. Nope.
So I think the plan was for Star of Pictionary, Jerry O'Connell, was to get this footage done and end up back at the wet t-shirt contest, John, that's happening back by the shore there. Holy moly. Oh, boy.
Makes sense. But at that moment, that's when Jake notices his two punky brother and sister are on an island screaming for help. And he's like, oh, I'm screwed. And Derek's like, I don't care. It's not my problem. He goes, yeah, but you see, my mom's the sheriff. And he's like, oh, well. As he's like wiping the cocaine off of his lip and nose, you know. Let's go pick him up. Sure.
These fucking siblings, John, you know, they just ruined my chance at the horniest cruise I'm ever going to get on this boat. You know? Oh. Meanwhile, we got Bing Rames heading back to where everybody's partying by the shore there. And he does the classic cop shoots his gun in the air to get attention, which they don't do. Nope. But they're trying to get everybody's attention, but they're all like, screw you. We want to see ass and titties, so you can just leave us alone. Or just stop. All right.
He's yelling at him, stop the party, and everyone's just jumping in the lake. Like, you can't, cops can't stop the party. No.
Jerry O'Connell, Derek, he wants to get back. So, but then the boat gets hung up a little bit, and he starts to lose a little bit, John. He starts choking out Jake here for a minute. He's
Yeah, you do crazy things, I think, on cocaine. Probably not a smart move.
Meanwhile, it's not too long before, well, the piranha hit the hot spot where everybody's at, where the wet t-shirt's happening. And so then it starts, oh boy, John, it starts the chaos.
Yeah. Go from a bunch of topless spring breakers to a red, bloody-filled lake, body parts floating everywhere, because these piranha are going to town.
And so, boy, we get some... though, John, I'll start us off with this one right here, where this lady's on those inflatable donuts, so just her ass is in the water, and, you know, just... That's a rough way to go to get eaten ass first, you know.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, oh boy. You know, now that I say that, I remember there was a shitty movie we did where somebody got their ass. What was that? It was a bad one, like a bad, not like
good. Oh, a bad one. Yeah.
You know, one of my classic really shitty movies that I come up with. oh, boy. But, yeah, so she... And then the wet t-shirt stage, well, everybody's climbing on it, so it starts tipping over, and, boy, she goes over, John. Oh, boy. Okay. I watched this twice. Is this a microphone cord that's whipping through the air that cuts this lady's boobs in half? Is that what that was? Or was that just a cable? Or what was that? I don't know.
Yeah, it might have been a cable from one of the stages. But it was just chaos. At this point, everything is chaos. Everyone's getting killed and bloodied up and... and you know, the police, they can't do it. What do? You, like, they start tasering fish and shotgun.
I got something to say about this. All right. I stopped this movie. All right. And I was like, hold on. I go, if there's a fish in the water and I got a taser gun and I shoot that fish that's in the water, it explodes? I go, is that how that works? Should I take on a 3D science to heart here? Is that
something you wanna, yeah.
That's what I
I need to call Mythbusters.
Yeah, come on, Adam and Jamie. You gotta figure this out. All right. So I love that Adam Scott, he's like, oh right, I gotta do something. He hops on a jet ski with a shotgun and he's pulling people out of the water while shooting piranha with a shotgun. Love it.
I mean, there were so many fish there. What are you doing? You're not gonna get anywhere with that.
I love it, John. I love this guy. He was the titty and ass wetter downer guy at the wet t-shirt contest. And he's trying to climb on this boat and the other boat comes up and hits him and then rips his head off.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Oh. Yep. We get Todd hopping out of boat, firing it up, and then just mowing people down as he's trying to get away from everybody, only to get his prop tangled up in one of the girls' hair. Scalps her, like, oh my man. And then stalls out, and then of course everybody in the water is trying to get on the boat to save themselves, just causes it to flip over, and there goes Todd.
Can I say, John, I was laughing at this scene so bad because he just
people just running people over left and right. Like, Todd, you're worse than these piranha. You killed off more people than they have.
Running these people over. He's like, get the fuck out of the way. He's just running them over. I loved it. Oh, man. Just run him over, hitting him with the boat, indoor propeller. But yeah, then he rips that lady's face and hair off. I was like, ooh.
Yep.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
Meanwhile, Rebecca Romaine's husband, Jerry O'Connell, he gets the boat. They're stuck.
Do you have like a different intro for him every time?
I'm running out. I got one more in my pocket, all right? I got one more.
Oh, that's smooth. That's smooth. Derek, he crashes SS porn boat. I don't even understand.
Hi, matey. It's the SS porn boat.
Like, he barely, you know, he got the props, finally got the prop free of whatever it was that was clogged up on there, you know, seaweed or something. And then immediately wrecks the boat on some rocks. I'm like, could you not, like, pay a little bit of attention to what you were doing?
It wasn't like they were all underwater. You could literally see them sticking out of the water.
They yeah, really they weren't that far from shore. They were pretty close to shore, too.
Yeah, he hits these rocks, you know, causing the underwater nude window to break, and we get water coming in. Blonde girl gets eaten. But, oh boy, because at this time, you know, guest star of Billions, Jerry O'Connell, he falls in the water with her. And I love Billions. Loved him on Billions. He's underwater with her, only to see a piranha come out of her mouth, John.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
No.
He's just looking at her, and she's just like, ah. And then a piranha comes right through her mouth. Like, oh, no.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, they're able to get old Derek up on the boat, only to see, well, he's missing his lower half.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's not even belly aching about his lower half so much as the piranha ate off his wing. His tallywhacker is now fish food.
He has one of the the greatest lines when he looks at Jake and just says, "Jake, they took my penis. They took my penis." So then, John, I don't even know. I guess I should have expected this, but I don't know. Just, I don't want to predict what will be on the list at the end of the year, but when I say this, before I say it, it probably will be, because next thing we see, I believe it was two titty implants floating in the water. And then
That makes sense. I wasn't sure what I was looking at. That makes perfect sense now. I'm like, what is that? It's like translucent boobs. I'm like, that's what it was. All right.
Yep. But then we see old Derek's wiener floating. I'm not even going to joke. This is exactly how it happened as I was watching this, as my wife was standing in the room. His penis is floating in the water, and I go, they didn't eat his penis. Only to have a piranha come up and eat. And then burp off back up part of the penis.
Yep. In 3D. You can imagine that one. Oh, that was a 3D scene where you had to see this. Oh my gosh.
3D. Oh, boy. Boy, but I got to tell you, loved it. It's amazing.
Amazing. I bet in the movie theater, that would have been hilarious. In 3D. Everybody just screaming or laughing. They're like, oh, it'd be great.
They're like, oh, his penis is okay. Oh. How can you do that, though? Man. There's a question for you. Like, how far have we come with... Now, I know, like, they have put penises back on, but how could we take that has been eaten partially... Like, how far is the technology?
Oh, man. Oh.
Like, you see that scar on my wiener there? That was a piranha took a chunk out of it. But, you know, they were able to put some fish scales on it or, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Super glued that back together.
But I'm telling you, you do whatever you could possibly do, all right? I mean, I know he's missing the rest of his body, but, you know, I'm just saying, if he wasn't missing the rest, and it was just his weird.
Priorities.
You know, okay.
Yep. Oh.
So, we see some more of the chaos. I like this girl being carried by these two guys, and then she just gets ripped apart. That was pretty good.
Yeah, they're carrying her out of the water, and then she just kind of falls apart, rips in half. Well, that just happened.
We got Ving Rhames. He's shotgunning some piranha, you know, but that's he needs some more power, I guess. I don't know what to say. Shouldn't have made enough. All right, we got to step this up a notch. All right. Oh boy! So he rips off a propeller. And he just goes to town here, John. I mean, he takes out, I don't even know how many piranha he takes out. I mean, it's pretty good.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah, who would have thought to use a boat engine as a chainsaw? Oh, great.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. And he says, and I quote, "Chew on this, motherfuckers."
Good line.
But he ends up going down. He dies. So
I feel like needlessly, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. He fought and killed some piranha, but like, was it necessary?
Mm-hmm. So we got the sheriff and Adam Scott go to the sinking boat, the horny boat, and they're like, they can't get too close because of the rocks, so they're going to tie a rope from that boat to that boat, and we're going to shimmy across everybody. That sounds like a good plan, all right?
Yeah, Mom's here to try and save Jake and the SS porn boat survivors. And she asks the first girl, you able to handle going across this rope? She's like, yeah, I'm a pole dancer. I was born for this. Come on. She's like, Jake, we are gonna have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. And well, let me tell you, the first thing you do before you start, you put your hair up. All right, you get the hair tie out.
Last thing you need is your hair dangling down so some fishies can jump up and start biting at your scalp. I mean, you don't want that. Some fish.
Yeah, she gets eaten. So then, Jake's like, I can't leave Kelly here. I really want to get some. So, Mom, you get the kids over there, and I'm going to take old Derek over here, and I'm going to throw his useless corpse in the water to get a little blood diversion here. So he goes to do that only to see that Derek is still alive somehow.
Yeah. But his dying words were, wet t-shirt, wet t-shirt.
Love it. I love it. Go down swimming.
Committed to his craft, you know?
He tossed them over. We got the piranhas are feasting on him. Jake goes to save Kelly. And then, well, John, he's got an interesting plan when it comes to, well, and this is exactly what I'm saying. I don't know if this was his plan or not, but he has a plan to escape and kill all the piranha, because apparently every single one of these piranha are right here.
So I got all kinds of questions, right? All kinds of questions here. First and most obvious is, why did he have to go underneath the boat? Why couldn't he just go through the doorway and get in there?
I don't know.
What did I miss?
I must have missed it too. I don't know. Because they're working on that one hatch and nobody can get open. And I'm like, all right.
Can't hit open the hatch from the top. You know, you couldn't go through the doorway before because there were fishies in the way. Right? These piranhas were in the way. And, okay, so then the glass bottom is busted open. So he's like, okay, we're going to go through the glass bottom and get her. And I'm like, well, I think you had still just used the doorway. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed something there. Yeah, so he gets himself tied to a rope and he goes under the boat and in through the glass. He grabs his girlfriend and some flares. And there's two propane tanks on the boat. Why, I don't know. I don't see any reason for that. So he opens the bottles. They start blowing propane bubbles up, which, by the way, that's not how propane bottles work, but whatever. So he's doing that. He's telling Mom, you know, hey, on the count of 5 or 10 or whatever it was, you know, just pull us out and start the boat and pull us out. I'm like, okay. So he grabs his girl. He gives her a smoochie and pulls down, gets under the water, lights the good old underwater flare, tosses it up, and they're like, okay, it's time to go. They're... Mom is out there. They start up the boat. Uh-oh, boat won't start.
You piece of...
Son of a gun.
Oh, boy. If only it was part chainsaw. You know that sucker would have... Right up.
I'm going to tell you, that would be my luck if I ever had a boat, is I would be out there, you know, I'd shut it off, do my fishing, whatever. And like, all right, time to head back in and try to fire it up. And like, oh, battery's dead. it won't start. Out of gas, something. It would be every chance. Stuck in the middle of the lake.
But, boy, they get it started. They yank them out. And then goes kaboom, John.
Yes. I mean, massive explosion.
So they the boat all safe, and the little girl's like, wow, you killed all of them. And it's like, wow, that's a really good job.
It is.
But yeah,
Jake, Kelly, the kids, mom, and even the seismologist are on board. So they're doing fine. But then just then we get a call from Doc John Big Boutte Brown.
Marty!
There's a problem with your kids.
We're going back. Marty!
Yeah, we find out these fish are just babies. They're babies.
Oh, no.
These aren't the adults. And the seismologist is like, so where are the parents? And I think before he can even finish the word parents, giant fish jumps out of the water and eats up the end.
I love it. What an ending. Love it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
That was great.
That's a big sucker, too. That's over a human-sized fish there.
That's the kind that would win you a big bass tournament.
You wouldn't even hide that, right? You just pull that one right out there. Yep.
Bring it right out and be done.
But if I had to pick one person to try to catch that, I'm picking Hot Rod Johnson. All right.
Well, of course. That's right.
So, yeah, you know, getting us ready. I told you there's a sequel, Piranha 3 Double D, that's out there.
Oh, what a great title. What a great title. Oh,
boy. Yep. So, hold on. Ooh. I haven't even looked at it. I'm just curious to see if the sheriff
reprises the roles.
See if anybody comes back. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Oh, okay, I'm not going to say one. But, John, star of Baywatch himself, German music sensation, David Hasselhoff, is in this movie. All right.
Wow, yeah.
Doc Brown is back. We got Gary Busey in this movie. All right.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm liking it. Let me just take a quick look at sex and nudity severe. Okay, we're looking good. We're looking good. All right. But yeah, that's Piranha 3D. A good spring breaking movie for all the spring breakers out there. John, what do you have? We will be off next week. What do you have for the following week? Since I'm going
all right, get ready for
spring break
this
for myself.
One. Spring break sounds good. We need a break.
There you go.
All right, this one. Listen to this. You'll get a kick out of this. We get a post-apocalyptic future at the aftermath of World War III.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got an army of half human, half pig super soldiers.
I'm already in. That's all I need.
That's taken over the world. And it's time. It's up to a group of rebels to destroy them and liberate humankind. We get in this movie, our star power is the Danny Trejo, aka Machete.
Oh, Machete.
So he is in this movie. Yeah, movie is called Bullets of Justice.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you watch one trailer and you're like, this is awesome.
That's what we're looking for.
The reviews are all over the place from like, terrible and like, this is great. And you know, that's the kind of thing I love to see too. Cause they're like, you know, there's parts of this movie that are serious. There's parts of this movie that are funny. Then there's parts of this movie that are stupid. And I'm like, yes, perfect. That's what I want. Yes. All over the place. Yeah. We got half human, half pig super soldiers. Oh, What a storyline.
I will just say I never heard of this, but the cover art's amazing. But in the description it says, the American government initiates a secret project codenamed Army Bacon. And that's just, I love it. Army Bacon. All right. Oh, boy. That looks like a good job, I got to say.
Oh, man. It should be fun.
Well, all right, sir. I will talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. See you then.
See ya.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.